Quentin Tarantino was another high-profile Hollywood director that has been inspired by Bruce Lee. When he wanted someone to do the soundtrack for the movie Kill Bill, he approached RZA to draw on his vast knowledge of Bruce Lee films.
Doing the music for Kill Bill was something that was a great opportunity for me. I'm a hip-hop producer, and Mr. Tarantino was a Wu-Tang fan, and actually became the first composer he ever hired. And we actually met like two guys throwing our baseball cards, naming Kung Fu films, some of the most films, and we became friends.
Like RZA, Damon Albarn from the British band Gorillaz saw Bruce Lee at an early age and was blown away. His band has sold over 15 million albums, and their latest project, a circus opera called Monkey Journey to the West, has been staged around the world. When creating the music for the opera, Damon Albarn drew on the soundtrack to Enter the Dragon.
I definitely thought about that when I was doing the music for the Monkey Opera. The strong use of orchestra, and it's just really exciting. It never became dull, you know.
Bruce Lee's influence has been apparent in much of the Gorillaz' work since they launched in 1998 as the world's first virtual band.
You always say that too.
They created their own Game of Death animation and dressed Monkey in Bruce Lee's signature yellow tracksuit.
You put Monkey in a Bruce Lee...
Yeah, well, exactly. Monkey has a Bruce Lee tracksuit.
You can't really... It's so iconic.
The Gorillaz aren't the only artists to capitalize on Bruce Lee's image. The international appeal and strong brand identity is something advertisers and marketers have also been keen to exploit, creating a wave of Bruce Lee-inspired commercials, comics, and video games around the world.